Many cities recently completed a count of their homeless citizens. The census came at the request of the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development. Numbers make a difference because communities can use them to apply for more federal funding. For the rest of us, these counts provide an opportunity to learn a little more about a group of people that we often glimpse and pass by. NPR's Sarah Mobley-Smith joined a group of volunteers counting the homeless in Manhattan.
Volunteers at this training site were given designated areas, surveys, and advice on safety. Organizers also had 150 homeless imposters as decoys scattered throughout the city to test the accuracy of this year's census.
If you see someone walking down the street with a fur coat and high heels, you need to ask the question as the same as you see someone panhandling, you know, as if they were next to each other. It doesn't matter. Otherwise, it'll skew the results.
New York City Department of Homeless Services Commissioner Linda Gibbs says this year's homeless count will help the city create solutions.
We want to know who they are and where they are so that we can reach them and so that we can help them.
You walk along Fifth Avenue to 52nd Street and then down.
Out on the street, team leader Phil Metviner encouraged his group to approach anyone on the street between midnight and 4 a.m.
Hi, we work volunteering with the city of New York tonight. We're doing a homeless survey.
Not everyone the team approaches agrees to participate in the survey, but the team counts them anyway.
And this is this person was awake. And would you like to participate? No. We go to skip to question Q8. Do you believe this person is homeless? No, I do not believe she's homeless. That's it.
Metviner, along with volunteers Joan Cook and Bobby Freese, approached everyone along their designated route. They encountered about 25 people on the streets that night. About 10 people admitted to being homeless, but no one accepted a free ride to a shelter.
Okay, well, this person is certainly homeless. They're sitting on the side with all of their possessions, and they're dirty and slightly disoriented. I don't know, 45 years old, white.
Getting people off the streets and into shelters or their own apartments is not always easy.
For 2 years now, we've been working together with all of our partners in the neighborhood with the sole focus of getting people directly from the streets who don't want to go to shelter into housing.
Becky Canis is director of the Street to Home Initiative for Common Ground. It's a nonprofit organization that says it's committed to ending homelessness in New York City.
The count is not just a way to measure the scope of the problem of homelessness in your neighborhood, but it's also a way to keep track of your progress and to plot and map where, if there's different trends or different clusterings or where people are, to go back and really reconnect with the real reality of street homelessness.
At this Common Ground facility in West Midtown, you'll find people like Timothy Bush. The 48-year-old has been homeless for 2.5 years. He worked as a computer technician for 13 years. But after a lengthy illness, he lost his job, his savings, and his apartment.
And one day, the marshal was at my door. And me not having anywhere to take my things, clothing and all, I had to leave everything there, and when the marshal comes, he just says, you have to go. Take what's on your back and go.
Timothy Bush says Common Ground is helping him regain his independence. He's taking classes to help him find employment and plans to graduate this May. In just a few weeks, Bush hopes to move into his own apartment on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. As for the number of people still living on the streets of New York, it'll be a few weeks before the total numbers are released. Sarah Mobley-Smith, NPR News.